Those are protesters in Minneapolis chanting, "Say his name, George Floyd." The mayor of that city has imposed a curfew that starts tonight after demonstrations turned violent.
And it has been a tense 24 hours in cities across the United States, cities such as Louisville. And Atlanta. And Houston.
Ain't no time to be nice to send a letter.
That's right. It's time off for me. We've been nice.
Among the protesters in Houston today, Esteban Lopez.
As I said, it becomes at a certain point where you can't ask for justice. You can't wait for justice. You have to demand it. And I think we're all here just trying to demand justice. And it's happened for too long. It's been happening for too long. And I think there's something, it's a beautiful thing to see a whole bunch of people come together from different backgrounds, different race. And this is what it's about.
Also today, there was a small gathering in Orlando where demonstrators knocked on the door of a townhouse owned by former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin. Chauvin was taken into custody today in Minnesota and charged with third-degree murder and second-degree manslaughter for the death of George Floyd.
Chauvin, who is white, arrested Floyd on Monday. He was filmed kneeling on Floyd's neck in the street while Floyd, who's African-American, pleaded for air. Miles Mulrain in Orlando says it's a too familiar scenario.
We had the Trayvon Martin that happened in Orlando. We had issues with OPD in Orange County in the past where there's been excessive force. We've had complaints against them that's been known around the whole country. There's been recent shootings and things that's taken place. So it's relevant. You know, this happens everywhere. And we can be a place that also says we are done with it. We're tired of it. We're fed up. And we want to see change here, too. We want to see change in Minneapolis. We want to see change everywhere.
Protesters in Denver echo that demand for change. Among them, Allie Grimm.
I'm from a place where I've watched police abuse my friends, abuse people that I care about, and, you know, I'm just like, it hurts a lot to watch. I can't say that I know what that feels like, but I can say that I'm sick of it and I want to finally stand with them and just be a part of that and just, you know, give them the compassion that they need to feel safe.
More demonstrations are underway today and expected over the weekend.